بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one of the great bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestows upon a person in this dunya is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person true and genuine contentment, peace of heart, peace of mind, satisfaction, happiness, regardless of his lot in life, regardless of a person's financial condition, how much of possessions he has or doesn't have, regardless of his social standing, whether he has any name in society, whether people hold the door open for him or not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with contentment. He's satisfied. He's pleased with his lot in life. The hadith of Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhuma, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions the yardstick for success. How should a person gauge and measure whether he is successful or not? One is the yardstick that we normally use as far as dunya is concerned. Person has abundant wealth and his house is freehold, car is freehold. He has enough to satisfy his desires. He has luxuries. He's a prominent person. But what is the yardstick and the measurement of success as far as deen is concerned, as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions three things. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ, that person who has accepted Islam. The very first condition is that he has iman. He believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His aqaid, his belief system is correct. وَكَانَ رِزْقُهُ كَفَافًا. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, secondly, the sustenance and provision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him is sufficient for him. It's enough to take care of his needs. He does not go to bed hungry at night. He may not have many luxuries. He may not be able to fulfill all of his wants. But his sustenance, his provision is sufficient for him. And then the third measurement or the third condition, وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him qana'at, contentment. Whatever Allah gives him, whatever Allah provides for him, whatever sustenance comes to him, he is content, he is happy, he is satisfied. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this person is the truly successful person. And he is the truly wealthy person. When it comes to material possessions, ulama explain also. Hazrat Anwar rahmatullahi alayhi would explain, Hazrat Damud Barakatuh has explained to us many a times before also, that a person should not confuse rahat, ease, contentment, peace of mind and heart with the asbab of rahat, with the worldly possessions and things that normally would give a person contentment and ease. One is a person has a lush bed, soft pillow, the aircon is on, he ate to his fill and he's in a luxurious home. He has all the creature comforts around him, but he's tossing and turning from side to side. He can't get sleep. He has worries on his mind. He has to take sleeping tablets to assist him to sleep. So although he has the asbab of rahat, the things around him that would normally bring about ease and contentment, but this person is not satisfied. He doesn't really have contentment. And then on the other hand, like Hazrat mentioned the example recently also, of that person who during Hajj time was waiting for the bus and he fell asleep on the pavement. And people are stepping over him, over his legs, over his head. And there's hustle and bustle around him. But what a beautiful sleep he enjoyed. Outwardly, no asbab of rahat. He doesn't have a bed. He doesn't have a pillow. He doesn't even have seclusion also. There's noise around him. There's no aircon. It may be hot. There's a large crowd around him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him inner peace, inner contentment. And this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has explained to us also that to be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person, this generally goes against the grain of human nature. Insan by nature is not satisfied with what he has. And he is always searching for more. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says that if Ibn Adam had to be given an entire valley of gold, لأحب أن يكون له واديا, then his desire and his quest will be to search for the next valley of gold. He won't be content with the first one. ولو كان له واديا لَأَحَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ ثَالِثٌ. If Allah had to bless him with a second valley of gold, then too his gaze will be on the third one. Like how Hazrat gives the example, that a person's entire life, his goal was that I want to purchase a flat on the beachfront. That's my goal, I want to get there. And finally he worked for all his life, worked very hard, he saved up funds, and now he retires and he has just enough to buy that flat. So he purchases a flat on the Durban beachfront and he's happy, he finally reached the place he wanted to be in. And then when he's there after a few months, now he looks and he realizes that this is not enough. Now I want to move further north to Amshlanga possibly. That's a more upmarket area. There's a fancier building there. There's a larger flat there. Or a person is on a certain floor of the building, 15th floor, 20th floor. And he was happy that now I have panoramic views of the entire city. I can see the beachfront also. And it's a comfortable place for me to stay in. And then he is invited to his friend's apartment, which is the penthouse. He calls him for a cup of tea. All along he was satisfied, he was happy with his flat on the 15th floor. Now he goes up to the 30th floor, 35th floor, and he sees the penthouse. What a large apartment this is. The views are even more spectacular. And now his desire once again is that I want to upgrade. I want to move to the next thing. So the Hadith Sharif mentions the same thing, that the first valley of gold won't be enough. Insan by nature will want more. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says, وَلَنْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. That generally, if a person does not make an effort in this regard, then nothing will satiate him, nothing will fill his belly, except the sand of the grave. When a person's eyes close now, he'll realize enough was enough. So when it comes to this attribute of qana'at, of contentment, of peace of mind and heart, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us two very powerful prescriptions, wazifas, solution to develop this attribute within us. There are many ways in which a person can develop qana'at, contentment, but here the Musannif rahimahullah mentions these two prescriptions from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One is that weapon which never misses its target, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, which is dua. Especially now during the month of Ramadan and these last 10 nights, and those moments wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us are moments of acceptance. The early hours of the morning, tahajjud time, before breaking our fast, at the time of making khatmul Qur'an, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us this dua, that, O Allah, grant me qana'at, grant me contentment in whatever you have provided for me. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. No matter what comes to me, whether it is a large amount or a small amount, whether I feel it will be enough to take care of my needs or not, you grant me contentment in this. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ. And give me barakat and blessings in it. Create barakah in my wealth. Like how the example is given, that person who had 1,000 rand, but there was barakat in it, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that 1,000 rand to fulfill all his needs. Somehow or the other, whatever requirements he had, whatever expenses he had, Allah will create the asbab and the means, and that money will go a long way. And then that person who was given 10,000 rand, but there was no barakat in it. Perhaps he earned it through some haram source. And there was no barakah and blessings in there. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create some expense or the other. He drives along the road, a nail comes into his tire, suddenly half the money is gone. Somebody falls ill, he has to take the child to the hospital, he has to pay the doctor's fees, the medication, and all the treatment. Before he knows it, that entire amount is used up already. There was no barakat and blessings in it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَبَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ. Give me barakah and blessings in my wealth. And then the third part of the dua, وَخْلُفْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ غَائِبَةٍ لِي بِخَيْرٍ. That, O Allah, whatever has not come to me, whatever you have not given to me and you have withheld from me, then grant me goodness in that also. Something didn't come to me, I was expecting a payout, or expecting that the EFT will be done into my account, or some wealth was going to come from a certain avenue and it didn't come to me. I didn't get it, I didn't acquire it. O Allah, grant me goodness in not having it. So this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani, wa barik li fihi, wa khluf ala kulli ghaibatin li bi khair. By virtue of making this dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person with qana'at and contentment. And then the second prescription Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gives us, which is practical. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when it comes to your dunya and your worldly possessions, انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم. That if you have to compare yourself to anyone, generally the advice would be not to compare ourselves. Each person is on his own journey. But if you have to compare yourself to others, Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, look at those who are less fortunate than you. A person has been blessed with a car, although the car is breaking down every second day, and the body panels are mismatched, the tires are all also perhaps saw better days, and he has to keep on filling in water, oil. That car sometimes doesn't start in the morning. Look at that person who doesn't have a car. He is using a bicycle to get to work. Person has a bicycle, look at that person who has nothing. He's walking on the side of the road. He's taking a taxi, taking a bus. So if you have to compare yourself to others as far as dunya is concerned, then look at those who are asfalu minkum, those who are less fortunate than you. وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ فَوْقَكُمْ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, don't ever look at those who have been given more than you. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ Because this prescription will make a person be grateful and thankful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will remove ingratitude from a person when he looks at those who are less fortunate. Hazrat explains to us also, sometimes on a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, put the family in the car, wife, children, and drive through some less fortunate area, some rundown area. Many a times we don't even realize the conditions our domestic workers are living in. Sometimes take a drive and go through those areas and for ourselves, for our families, for our children to at least see that the bounties, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are enjoying at home. But we continue going to upmarket areas, to those places where there's glitz and glamour, and all the ni'mats of dunya are found. Then when a person comes home, now he's discontent. Now he's unhappy, unsatisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him. So these two simple prescriptions. One is the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which we can learn. Inshallah, we'll send it out in the group later on. And this prescription of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to look at and to compare oneself with those who are less fortunate as far as dunya is concerned. Yes, when it comes to our deen, then we learn that as far as deen is concerned, we should compare ourselves to those who have progressed and gone ahead, those who have gone further than us. If I am reading one juz of Quran Sharif, look at that person who is reading two or three juz. So there we look at those who are more fortunate, those who have progressed, so that we don't become complacent. But as far as our dunya is concerned, compare ourselves to those who don't have, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given those bounties that we are enjoying. This will create contentment, peace of mind, satisfaction. A person will become happy. And on the contrary, if a person does not do this, and he does not get contentment in his heart, then we find no matter what creature comforts he has around him, and no matter how much Allah gives him of dunya, but his life will be a life of misery, of grief, of constraint. He's never happy. He's always searching for the next thing, searching for something to bring him enjoyment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين